Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
But,
yep.
it's like we were searching for it there in a mine or something like that. Is that what you see, Craig? Yep.
No.
Yep. Reno, call old friend Reno Collier in the studio. We've known Reno, God, probably since the 90s. Been that long?
Yeah, man.
But it has, man. Good to see you again, man.
It's funny, great seeing you.
FunnyboneOmaha.com tonight for one show, your headliner, Reno, of course. And Nick, our own Nick's going to be your feature tonight. And it's a Jaeger night, right? Colleen, Jaeger
yes,
night?
Yes, it is. It is, yeah. There's a new Jaeger cold brew we're going to try out.
What's the difference?
And
because Jaeger sucks.
But this kind of has a...
No. Jaeger does... Not even Hammer and Jägermeister.
It's got a coffee taste.
They're a fine sponsor. They advertise. But their original... poster is a guy making a crappy face, like, oh God. So Jaeger made a fortune off that crappy face. Like,
and this is a new line that's kind of a coffee, little hint of coffee taste in it. Yeah. And there's a couple of new drinks that the bar has created for it.
So you're having a Jaeger night on a sober Reno Collier.
Right. That's, well,
who's
Nick
been
will
sober
represent.
For 3 years, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we may end up buying the audience around. So
that's nice.
If they're nice and respectful.
I'm not anti-drinking.
I know you're not.
Yeah, I love it. I want to watch people get hammered on that stuff. I miss it. It's like I kind of live through watching people get wasted. I'm like, do it. Come on, man, you puss. Drink like a man.
You live vicariously through them?
I do. Yeah. And then I just go in the back and hide in the back of the club, sucking down cigarettes and drinking coffee. Like, I really need to go to a meeting. This is really starting to get...
usually people quit because they're a bad drunk. Were you a bad drunk?
I wasn't, man. No. And that's what sucked. Like, I didn't get hangovers, and people never really got mad. Well, some people got mad at me.
Sorry.
Yeah. I looked over and realized my little lie wasn't going to work when I saw Colleen. I forgot we went on vacations together. Yeah, some people did get mad at me.
Okay.
This is back when both you guys were hanging out with the cable guy, I guess. And someone got mad at you? What, did cable guy get mad at him?
There was a couple incidents that I can't believe that dude never fired me. Like, I mean, I should have been fired forever.
Yeah, you
from the
for,
first
year,
day.
For a long time.
Yeah, 10
years.
You
got a pass on a lot.
I really did. And then after he's like, yeah, I'm not going to tour anymore. You know, I think I'm going to take it easy and just kind of take off. And I'm like, well, what did I do? You know, it's like, well, I don't know, the last 10 years you completely just drank every bottle of liquor that was ever on a bus, plane, you know. It was really
good. You were a fun drinker.
I was a fun drunk as long as you didn't stay up until after 2.
Yes, then it got dicey.
Then it turned.
No,
it
got
did
sloppy.
You get mean or just hammered?
Not mean. I thought I was hilarious.
Of course,
but it was little things. You know when something pops in your head.
And by the way, Larry's a pretty sober guy himself. He doesn't drink. He's never been a big drinker.
He's not a big drinker.
Right, never.
The filter went away and you just said what you thought?
Yeah, it was like, you know when you have like a thought and you're like, that's even too jacked up for my jacked up friends?
Right.
That, I didn't have a filter in that. So it was like way off into, I don't want to get into everything.
Yeah, you don't have to.
But I said things about people that I had no business saying things about.
But to me,
I was just killing. You know what I mean? Like, I was destroying the room, you know, just, and your mom, whoa. Come on, guys, whoa.
You thought you were just pushing the envelope.
Yeah, I'm edgy, you know. Everyone's gone, you know. Well, I walked the room. It's actually, Reno, that was dinner, jackass.
Did you piss off Ron White at all? When you
No, were, that's impossible.
I know it is. That's what I mean. That's the jacked up friend you're talking about.
He's.
I mean, Ron White, you couldn't piss off Ron White when it comes to drinking.
No, he was. When I got to tour with him, too, and there were, like, one time we pulled in, and we were on a bus, and we pulled in Ohio. And we're both hammered, and the woman comes out
before the show,
before the night before the show.
Okay, good.
And the woman comes on the bus, and she goes, "Hey, look, the 8 o'clock sold out really fast, so we added it to 5 o'clock."
A five.
Yeah. So we're like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Well, Ron apparently was further into being hammered than I was. Yeah. So the next day, I get up at like 4:15, take a shower, get dressed, go in, I do the show. And with Ron, you do 20, 25 minutes, and you go, thank you, good night, right? You walk off stage, the lights go out, a spotlight hits the bottle of scotch. I walk off the side of the stage, and the woman's like, oh, where's Mr. White? I'm like, well, I don't know. And she's like, and this Stevie Ray Vaughan song's just playing, looped. It's played once, it's played twice, and she's like, we really need to find him. The crowd's getting antsy. I'm like, yeah, you do.
So it's a theater.
Yeah. You know, you guys get it. And she's like, I'm afraid to go on the bus. She goes, I went on last night when I saw you guys, and I was like, oh, that's right. You came on and told us last night there was a 5 o'clock. I'm like, all right, hold on, I'll go. Yeah. So I walk in, I open the door of the bus, I walk up the bus, I look down straight to the back, and the bathroom door's open, and Ron's got a bowl in his hand, his hair's all messed up, and he's taking a dump. And the Stevie Ray Vaughan song's just playing on loop, you know? And I'm like, and he's like, what are you doing dressed? I was like, dude, we had a 5 o'clock show. And he's like, who does? I'm like, we do. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, there's a 5 o'clock show. Remember that chick came on the bus? And he's like, you know, and he's, he gets done. He walks up. He's like, I can't find my shoes. And he's asking me questions about stuff that has golf. Yeah. You know, like he's watching TV. He's kind of brushing his hair. Dude, this goes on for like 20 minutes.
20 more minutes.
Yeah. Okay. And the song, the same song's just playing. Finally,
and there's 3,000-4,000 people at least in there?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, okay. It's packed out. And I'm like, these people are going to lose it, you know? Right. He walks out, and I'll clean up what he said, but he walks out on the stage, he has scotch. He goes, man, I didn't know about this 5 o'clock show. I was taking a dump, smoking a bowl. Sorry. And they're like, yeah! Because he was just honest, you know? His hair was still messed up.
I didn't know about the 5 o'clock.
It was awesome. It was almost like, I wish I could have seen it from the crowd to hear the buildup of everyone going like, is he here? Oh, my God, something bad must happen. I wonder what's going to happen. Right. Then he comes out. I was taking a dump, smoking a bowl. I didn't even know about them. Yeah! You know?
You didn't use the word dump either. I love that.
Yeah.
So the murmuring turned to cheers.
Gave him the full show, and it was great.
Did you piss off Ingvall at all?
No. Bill and I became pretty good friends.
Okay, good.
But Bill is good.
Bill liked to drink back in the day, too.
Bill loved to drink back, and I knew him back then.
Yeah, so do we.
Yeah.
He also curtailed his drinking activities.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
But he could understand another drinker because he drank.
Sure. Yeah, and that's the thing is you get very forgiving.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and you start realizing, I didn't mean to turn this into.
No, we love the stories, man.
But I mean, like.
They're all friends of the show, obviously, you know.
You start going through stuff you did,
right?
And then you see other people do it. And I learned that a lot of the stuff I get pissed off at people about
is stuff you
did, stuff I do or did or think or you know, you hate seeing your own weakness in somebody else, and you're like, that guy's a jackass, da 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 da. And then people are like, he's just like you, you know, like, he's exactly like people sit there with my wife and my cousin came and his wife, and she's French and she's real sweet, and they're just boozing up wine. And she tells me the story about going to see somebody, the grass got cut or something. And she tells the story once. And then a couple minutes later, she starts telling me the exact. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And she tells it again. I'm like, good God. I'm like, I've heard this story.
Right.
And my wife's like, you ass. You know, you've done that to me for years. Like, I've sat and listened to the same stupid. Me and Cable Guy. She's like, if I hear about one more golf outing and how you eagled some hole that everyone says you didn't, and I'm like, shut up, you know? Shut I divorced up. The last one, not by my choice, but don't think you're not next.
Not by my choice.
Not by my choice. That, yeah.
How long has your new marriage been going on now?
It's great, man.
How long has it been going on?
I don't know. Yeah, 2 years.
2 years.
2 years of Christmas.
If you got any stories about shooting an eagle, you can always call me.
Thank you.
Always got time for an eagle story.
Did Fox really ever give you any crap? You were hung out with all those dudes back in the day.
When I was out, it was me, Cable Guy, Ingvall, and Foxworthy.
Yeah.
Bill and Jeff are good at leaving at the right time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like they can see the writing on the wall, and they're like, eh, I'm out. But
Larry,
cable guy,
Larry's there to babysit.
Well, he's stuck with me.
Because he's a night owl.
That's right.
He's the last one going to bed.
That's right.
Yeah,
last
he'd stay
one.
Up till 4 watching movies and, you know,
talking
and I'm just sitting there
sports.
Like, oh, yeah, man, I love it. Yeah. I'll be back in a little while. Don't pay attention to me. You know?
Watch where they got out, huh?
Oh, they were gone. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's
why
Larry.
You can see Reno tonight at Funnybone, funnyboneomaha.com. One show.
Larry doesn't call the show anymore because he likes to sleep.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he will mention that every time I see him.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, he's totally.
He's out golfing right now, so he's not even in the state.
No, yeah, he's in Florida.
He's a warm weather guy. Yeah,
so Florida. Or
he's in Florida now.
Florida.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he played in that LPGA
some golf
program
stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Get I it. Told him that I park chick was one, and I go, hey, tell her my truck's out back. Like, I park.
Yeah.
And, and he's like, dude, I still think that sounds funny. Nobody else does.
So now you're bugging him through text.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have never, because I got him golf. I used to watch golf, and he's like, this sport sucks. This is like the worst.
And now he's addicted.
It's like anything else.
Right.
Like you do it, and then he played a couple times, and he was terrible.
Right.
And he just caught. He's like, I've got to get better than this. Mm-hmm. And then it was off. And the next thing I know, we're playing 36 holes, walking 9 miles. I'm hungover. I'm like, this sucks, dude. You're right. This sport's terrible. But that's all he wants to do.
And how are you and your ex getting along with the kids? You know, because you and your ex, she divorced you years ago. So
yeah. Well, in like a 6-month period,
yeah.
Like my TV show didn't get picked up.
I know.
Cable guy's like, I'm not touring like I was anymore. We're out, and she filed for divorce.
I remember you were down the straight. You're bummed out, man.
Brutal.
How'd you quit drinking during that period?
I didn't.
Oh. I was gonna say. That's right. She dumped you and Larry stopped.
No, that's when I fired off into NASA land where I was just, yeah.
Okay.
I went like, my doctor's become buddies with me, and I was sitting there, and he's like, dude, your numbers are off the charts. Like, your liver is literally going to fall out your butthole.
What were you drinking every day?
Well, I was a Coors Light Jack guy.
Got it.
Shout to Jack. And then I got in my head, after my liver numbers started getting jacked up, I was like, all right, I'll drink red wine, because nobody can chug red wine.
Right.
I can. I absolutely can. It doesn't look like chugging. I mean, no one's cheering, go, 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 and I'm pouring it down my throat. But I had like a fishbowl.
And red wine is such a burnout the next day, man.
It didn't do it to me.
Oh, dude. Well, no. That was your problem, right?
That was the thing. If I would have gotten a hangover every once in a while, I might have given it a day and not drank.
Right.
But I woke up like, let's go. That was fun. Let's do it again, you know? One's good, 15's better.
There's some circumstances where you could chug red wine, Colleen.
No.
Not like that.
No.
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 No. So you would drink bottles of wine then, right?
Yeah, and then
did that help your liver numbers?
No. No, because, well, then I got it. This is how smart I was. I was like, you know what? If I get those boxes, no one can see how much is going out of the bottle.
They don't.
Because, like, bottles, I mean, my freaking recycling dude must have been like, holy, who lives in there?
Exactly.
Is Keith Richards hanging out at that dude's hat? Because it's like, just bought Jack Daniels, wine, and it's like, they come every week.
And you're living by yourself?
Yeah.
That's even better.
Yeah. And it's just like, I collect for the church. You know, like it doesn't.
I recycle for the church.
Yeah. They think they have a party every night.
They do. Those Catholics, damn it. I forgot what I was saying.
Okay, you're drinking red wine.
Oh, yeah.
The numbers go down. No.
Yeah. Okay. So then I get these Bola boxes, where like you can, you know, you couldn't see how much was going out of it. Well, there's like four bottles in there, and I could take one out.
Yeah.
By myself.
Oh.
Like, and that's four bottles of wine.
Oh, that's a lot of red wine.
Yeah, and that's not good red wine.
No,
that's
no, it's not.
But even that, it's still, it's a lot of alcohol in that.
Yeah.
That probably only has about a 9%, 9 or
11%. But four bottles, you know. When's the last time you had four bottles of wine by yourself?
No, never.
Yeah, I don't do that.
That's what I was into the last time I pissed the tent. I think I drank like a half a box of wine, which is a couple of bottles.
That's two bottles of wine. I'll mess you up. So you were still doing clubs, though, at the time, right? Because you bounced back by yourself and just started headlining clubs after the cable guy thing. So were you sleeping in – was it affecting your comedy at the time?
On stage. No. Honest to God, I couldn't even tell you.
Okay.
I swear to God. Like,
well, clubs, somebody would have told you.
Nobody ever said anything.
I mean, people 25 minutes in front of cable guy is a hell of a lot different than 45 minutes by yourself.
Yeah, and it took me a minute.
Well, then you were fine.
Yeah.
Quit drinking for no reason.
I want to find out when the bottom was again, but go ahead and tell me. You were still kicking ass doing your own set, right?
Yeah, it was.
Did you go on stage hammered, or was it after the fact?
After the fact. I didn't go on stage drunk, which made it a lot easier to go on stage when I quit. Right. I mean, I might have a beer.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I used to get hammered.
Right.
Sometimes on stage.
Yeah.
Like it was because they'd be like, you get a free drink while you're on stage. Uh-huh. So I'd be like, I'm going to do an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I'll be good to go by the time. You know, he keeps going long. Stop telling him he gets free booze up there, you know? Like that kind of stuff.
Okay. So then what was bottom out? Because, like you said, you were fine.
Yeah. You had to have
I think it was a,
aha,
it was a kid thing, right?
Yeah. It was going to die. I mean, seriously, like,
they said,
you're going to die, flat out.
And doctor said that to you.
Said, you're going to die. He said, you probably have 5 years. And I was like, so I could drink for four more? Like, it was, I wasn't grasping it.
Right.
And then as they went through, and kind of, I was like, I'm going to have to do something, you know? So I was like, I'm going to quit on Christmas, after Christmas Day.
Right.
Well, I made this decision before Thanksgiving. So I went on a bender,
and that's
through the holidays.
From a guy that's already on a bender, went on another, a double bender.
A double bender, like waking up, Jack Daniels on my Cheerios type of, like I'm going full blown. Because I knew I had to
quit. Leaving Las Vegas, basically, except you're planning on quitting.
Except I plan on quitting. Well,
the day after Christmas,
I've never told anybody about this, but so I quit, and I thought it would just be like, well, this is going to suck for a couple days, you know, and then it'll be... I detoxed at home. If anybody out there is listening and you're thinking about detoxing, do not do it by yourself at home because that almost killed me.
Did it really?
Yeah. Like I was yelling at my wife. I'm like, quit singing those songs. And she's like, I'm not singing anything. It was like Ray.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was terrible. I'm like, the dryer's playing music constantly. Shut it off. Stop doing laundry. And she's like, honey, I'm not doing anything. I'm not. It was horrific.
Did you get the DTs, the shakes?
Tell my... Dude, like you wouldn't believe. I mean, the bed was shaking. Like it was like The Exorcist. Like
how many days in before you started feeling that ended?
Four. But then after that, you have to go to a doctor though.
Yes.
I didn't listen to anybody.
Yeah.
And I never do.
Right.
I still don't.
Yeah.
But it was like I should have gone and had somebody to wean you off. And the old timer guys who have quit, you know, they even give you like a little bit of booze while they wean you off.
That's the way to do it, I've heard.
Yeah.
And like you said, and you doubled down for a whole month too. So
I doubled down. So it was bad. I was peeing. It looked like iced tea. Like it was disgusting. Yeah. So anyway, come out to Jaeger night.
Reno Collier with us. BunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Reno tonight. Reno, what's your social media stuff?
Reno Collier, at Reno Collier for Twitter. And hey, and don't feel like, if you like to booze it up, I'm not up there.
Oh, no, he's not that kind of guy.
I'm not up there going like, curious. You need to.
The stories are great.
I don't care. You do whatever you want. No. I just didn't want my liver falling out of my ass.
No. Just smoke a bowl, right?
What?
Show with you and stream worldwide every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com or on the TuneIn Radio app. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.